This episode on the Soapbox, Dr. Megan Boysen Osborne, Residency Program Director at University of California, Irvine.
Let's talk about third nerve palsies. Now, I'm sure many of you have heard of the rule of the pupil, which helps to differentiate between third nerve palsies caused by ischemia, i.e. your run-of-the-mill diabetic third nerve palsy, and those caused by compression, i.e. your super scary posterior communicating artery aneurysm. And the rule of the pupil relies on the fact that the pupillary fibers of the third cranial nerve run on the superficial surface of the nerve and are therefore vulnerable to compression from an aneurysm, but not from the ischemia of chronic vasculopathy.
So if a patient comes in with an isolated third nerve palsy and has a normal reactive pupil,
you've safely excluded aneurysm and the patient can be discharged home without any imaging.
Yay! Well, the problem with the rule of the pupil is this. It is only true when you have a complete third nerve palsy.
In other words, all the muscles supplied by the third cranial nerve are non-functioning.
If you have an incomplete third nerve palsy, you still have a 30% risk of aneurysm, even in the setting of a reactive pupil.
Well, when's the last time you differentiated between a complete third nerve palsy and an incomplete third nerve palsy?
I can't do it, Captain. I can't do it.
Pretty tough, right? So the bottom line is this. Don't trust the rule of the pupil. Image anyone who comes in with a third nerve palsy.
Thanks for listening. Make sure to follow us on iTunes, SoundCloud, or your podcasting app of choice. We'll see you next time.